You know, I start by saying, close your eyes and would you remember a time you were happy? And it's amazing how many people say, I've never been happy.
Wow.
And yet those that can say, they remember a time and there's a feeling. And I say, remember the time, feel the feeling. Remember the time, feel the feeling. Now just feel the feeling. Because you don't have to remember to be happy. And then shifted from happy to, can you be certain? And all of a sudden the body changes. And can you be, this is a big word people get stuck in, can you be senior in your own presence? Can you take own your seniority? And then all of a sudden you begin to find a sensation about yourself and there's a presence. And then can you be powerful? People have a hard time with powerful.
Yeah,
as in,
yeah.
Can you be capable? And can you feel capable? And then back into that. And can you be gracious? And then can you command your presence? And what happens is, with the alignment of those various vibrations, all of a sudden you are very present in your presence.
Yep.
And in that presence, the word command begins to be something that you have a sense of. But then we've done something, what you and Abdamas done. And then as we kind of take it into it, can you be aware of being God?
Yeah.
I am God. And it's the same thing. It's like, well, no, I can't be God. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you are. And it's not a higher or a lower. It's a partnership with the Creator. And it's a presence that you command. And it's so wonderful watching people align these vibrations and then go, this is who I am. And it's what you're doing with command. It's such a wonderful, it's a tool. It's a presence. This is who I am now in present time. I can go forward. So playing with those simple words as feelings gives you a sense of presence that is a wonderful tool to go forward in 2012.